I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Callie Smith won the U.S. Open doubles title in Naples, Florida, and she's proving pickleball may have started as being more popular among senior citizens, but it's the younger generation making this grow.
You can compete with older people, with older generations, and the younger generations. There's not a gap.
I'm looking to get real big, fired up.
Smith is not that far removed from a great tennis career and was determined not to like pickleball.
I was a typical tennis player and scoffed at it and stuck up my nose at it and thought that it was the stupidest sport. And I was like, it's not even a sport. It's not even a hobby. I was like, it's just dumb.
Then her grandpa, George Snell, whose name is on the pickleball courts in Kaysville, begged her to join a tournament with him. And then she and her husband, Kyle, decided to play pickleball on a date.
Two people came over. Do you guys want to play against us? I walked over to my husband real quick. I'm like, okay, we're going to play him real fast. I said, we're going to kill him. I said, we're going to get back to our date. Like, this is going to be no problem. Well, we got slaughtered. They killed. They had us running all over the place. Like, they weren't even moving. And I looked at him after we lost. I'm like, what just happened? And after that, I was like, I will never lose again. And that's what kind of really hooked me.
That was about 2.5 to 3 years ago. And now she is in tournaments all over the place with a goal to be number one with her women's doubles partner, Catherine Parento, and sometimes her mixed doubles partner, her husband, Kyle. Though Kyle is often wrangling their two young children while she's on the court. And he is her number one fan, though he's a talented athlete in his own right. This sport is growing fans and players, and Smith knows why.
It's something new to learn. It's maybe easier to pick up than other sports are. It's social. It's fun. It's like you get to be with your best friends all the time. So why not?
It's so much fun. You can't get a court in some places in Utah.
People will come and park. I mean, four in the morning, they will come out and shine their headlights on the courts and start warming up to play so that they can just get a court.
Smith offers pickleball coaching and camps. She has an academy called Paddle Pickleball Academy with a new indoor and outdoor facility in Springville and Farmington going up for programs of all ages. And if you are still skeptical.
For all the naysayers out there, it's kind of like when your parents say, hey, have you tried this food? If you haven't tried it, you can't say you don't like it. It's the same thing. If you haven't tried pickleball, you can't say you don't like it.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.